We are drunk on liberty. Hey, we are Drunk on Liberty. It is Ryan J and Sarah Nay coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
Yo, what up, bitches?
So, what are you drunk on tonight, Ryan J?
I am drunk on Liberty. And I'm drunk on some Michelob Ultra. Go figure.
produced
by Anheuser-Busch. I'm also a little bit drunk on some red wine. Not much.
Okay. Anything? Any other one?
Well.
You want to wait for
that?
Okay.
Yeah. See, we get to that. But let me ask you, Sarah Renee, what are you drunk on tonight?
Well, I'm drunk on liberty, as usual. That's an everyday situation. But I am just some little bit of Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, a little bit. We need to talk about that.
That's because I was sick today.
Yes, you were
this
sick
morning.
Today.
All till about 10 minutes ago. No, I'm just kidding.
Not a good day for you, I guess.
No, it was a hard day. Hard morning.
Cut back on the beers today.
Yeah, so I'm not drinking that as
not
much.
Not me!
Oh, you don't seem like you are.
I'm fine.
You're about 20 deep.
Well, that sounds dirty.
I like to say that because it does. So anyways... But anyways, so last night, speaking of not feeling well, probably because of last night, we went to see Bert the Conqueror, but that's not how his last name is. How do you say his last name?
Bert Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer.
Wow. You did not even say it.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that a little bit today.
Okay,
we're going to talk about that.
Bert Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, actually.
That just reminded me because of the...
I just wanted to mention to the however many, 4 to 6 people that listen to us, please go to drunkonliberty.com. contact us. Go to the contact page. Send us an email to contact@drunkonliberty.com or drunkonliberty@gmail.com. Also, go to the support page, help us out, click the donate button, throw us a few bucks.
And where's that money go that you donate?
Right back into this little podcast called Drunk on Liberty.
So it goes into like purchasing things or paying.
Makes it better.
Makes it
overall better. Makes better quality sound, better quality product that you will enjoy.
If you're not already enjoying it.
You're already enjoying it. You know it, bitches. And also, you can, well, hopefully, I'm not completely sure on this, because we have had a little setback, a little problem
with the
Amazon banner.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you have already ordered something from our Amazon banner, gone to Amazon and purchased, I don't know.
Clicked on the banner that's on the page that has Amazon, and if you would click on the banner and then you log into your account on Amazon and you purchase something, because you clicked on that banner and purchased that item, we get a percentage, like 4% or whatever, of whatever the price was. Or the total.
I have to tell them the percentages, they change.
Oh, they do change?
Based on what's going on. But
I'm just saying, we get a percentage of whatever you bought. Well, we know for a fact that somebody did click on that banner and bought something, and
it's not showing up.
Yeah, it's not showing up. So we don't know if it's just like it, and the person already got their product,
right.
So we don't know if it just takes a while after the product's been shipped.
We are currently in contact with Amazon, and we will find out soon enough. But still, go ahead and do it. Maybe it'll work out. If not, you still get your thing from Amazon. It doesn't change anything. So
no.
Whatever.
So
go ahead and do it. Help us out. We get a little kickback.
We also have something new. The voicemail number.
Yes, we do.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that, or do you want me to talk about it?
I can talk about it because I have the number in front of me. We're going to, incorporate this new thing into the podcast. We want you guys to drunk dial us as much as possible. Leave us your ridiculous drunken messages, please. And if they are good, we might play them on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're bad, we will probably play them on the podcast as well. So it doesn't really matter. Leave us something clever. Leave us something funny. Be drunk as shit. That's all that we ask. And the number is 623-505-6375. You call that number, and then you're going to hear our voices come in at some point. Leave your little drunken message.
Sounds good.
Yes.
So do that right now. Right now. Do it. I don't care if you're at work looking at listening to this podcast.
Well,
do it right now.
Most people should be getting their drink on with Drunk on Liberty. So if they're listening to this, they should be getting their drink on.
Well, I know sometimes people can't always do that.
Can't. This is true.
So,
that's upsetting.
Yeah.
It's upsetting to me because I'm drunk for you guys. I think you guys should be drunk for me. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
Moving on.
You want to go? Now we can talk a little bit about last night.
Yes, please.
And Bert.
And why you are sick.
That's not the reason. I was just really sick today.
No.
So we went to this comedy club here in downtown. And we went to go see Bert.
Kreischer.
Thank you, because I can't say his name, apparently.
He is from Bert the Conqueror.
On the Travel Channel.
He was also from Hurt Bert, which we didn't ever see.
No, I've never
seen
that.
But it was before Bert the Conqueror.
And the movie Van Wilder is based off him.
Yes, his life.
Yeah.
He is that Van Wilder character, the party dude.
Yeah.
His life is what inspired that movie.
So that's pretty crazy.
And he is a regular on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he's fucking hilarious. And how fucking hilarious was he last night?
He was probably one of the funniest people I've seen.
He was hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, and he didn't really pick on anyone in the audience. You know how a lot of comedians will pick people out, and that's their show.
The race thing.
And that's their show. Or like, oh, we're going to make fun of the town that this is at because you pick the town and you start saying crap about the town. But he didn't do that. He just was making jokes, talking about his family and then just stuff from his past. So it was just funny. And he was telling, like, at one point he was talking about he doesn't know why his wife F's him. Because he's like, look at me. And he had taken his shirt off at this point. He did like half of his show with his shirt off.
He started off the show with his shirt off. Yeah. And he has this, you know, beer gut. He's always drinking beers. He's drunk as shit. But
yeah,
he has this beer belly and hairiness and just putting it out there.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Yeah. And obviously he doesn't care. Yeah. It's probably a routine for him.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, just stuff, making fun of himself more so. So I kind of like that. I mean, the guy before him, because I always have someone that like does a little bit of a show before
opener.
Him. He was that guy that would pick out people. You know, say,
he was funny.
Funny, but it's kind of stuff you see all the time. You know, it's something new. So that's kind of why I was like,
I found him pretty funny too.
But
I was surprised. I didn't expect to. But.
Yeah. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was just so if he ever comes near, you know, some kind of theater near you or comedy club, you should definitely go see him. He's worth the $20
or
whatever.
I went and got
spent.
My picture taken with him after the show. Shook his hand. I took my shirt off for the picture because he had his shirt off at that point still. So it was great times. I had a blast.
I got a picture with him, but I did not take my shirt off.
Yes, this is true.
But I really would. I would have gotten arrested for that. I don't know why, but I would have.
Let the boobies fly. Wait, what do you call them?
Boobs.
Yes.
On our way to the show, we took a cab there because we were like, we were going to have a good time. We didn't want to have to worry about someone driving back or whatever.
Yes.
So we just got a cab there. And then he dropped us off too soon. He should have waited a little bit and drove down the street. But anyways, we didn't know where we were going to meet up with some friends. And we didn't know where this bar was because we've never been at this bar in downtown. And so we're like walking around. We have no idea. So we go. There's a bunch of people outside because he drops us off literally right at the courthouse like area.
Yeah.
And so Ryan was like, Sarah Woods says, the directions say that it's right here. I'm on my smartphone. I'm like, Ryan, that's the courthouse that it's telling you to go to. I don't think the bar is in the courthouse. But anyways, so we see all these cops and all these people. So we're like, well, I'll go. I'm like, I'll go ask a cop where it's at. Like,
well, there, you know. Before that.
We'll go.
We noticed all those people.
Yeah, and this thing I was going to. So then we walked over there, and then Ryan realized that it was actually an Occupy event.
Yes, it was. So we accidentally went to an Occupy event.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes.
But all the signs that we saw were very left-leaning liberal bullshit.
There were a few people with the masks.
Yeah, and in the Fed. I did see a couple in the Fed, so those are good. But the other everything else.
Because I read that sign, I'm like, what? Is this because Ryan kept saying, "Oh, this is, I think this is an Occupy event." So I'm like, "What, Ryan? Look at that sign!" Like, and then there was we saw the end, the Fed, and all this stuff. So I was like, "Oh, okay, it probably is." And then Ryan had explained that some people aren't all there. It's more of a
it's more left.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
But there was like how many cops there? Like 30 cops or something,
just standing around.
And there was it wasn't like a big group. I mean, it was a decent group, but not huge. Not even 100 people, probably.
No.
But there was 30 cops for not even 100 people, and we were like, "What? What are you doing?" Like,
go take care of like victim crimes.
Yeah, and I helped a homeless lady out yesterday too. See, I did their duty. I directed them into
You didn't necessarily help her out. You sent her to the police.
Well, because she asked me where the homeless shelter was, and I didn't know where it was, and I didn't want to leave her hanging, so I told her there's police over there.
For sure that she was helped by those police. Police are not in the business of helping.
Well, they I think I helped
a violent monopoly, so it's possible. You could think that, but not guaranteed.
Well, I'd rather think that.
Yes, I know why. Okay. Anyways.
So on to the thing, the beer.
Oh, yes.
Because we haven't talked about it.
Well, I know. What, you going to let me know when we're moving to it?
I just did.
Yes. And now I have to find it. Okay.
Are you ready? Tasty.
So this is our new segment. That's our little intro to the new segment of the reviewing a beer. And we want to make one note about last week. We did it without the intro. And something that we did not mention about that beer. It was the Shock Top Raspberry. Raspberry Wheat, I think.
Mm,
and, first off, we wanted to mention that it was actually Anheuser-Busch, so we didn't know that. That was kind of shitty. Could you talk a little bit about it while I bring it
About the beer we drank last time? Yeah. It was good. It was like, definitely had a raspberry taste to it. Like, it wasn't not like a hint. It was like, you could taste it. I thought it was good. It was a light beer, and I thought it was tasty.
Okay. Well, and what I wanted to do with this segment is each beer that we sort of review, we're also going to give, let you guys know what Beer Advocate website gives it, and that's beeradvocate.com. And that Shock Top, we forgot to mention about that the last show, and I just wanted to give it out. Beer Advocate gives it a C, which is better than our Michelob Ultra that we drink all the time that got an F on Beer Advocate. But I just wanted to let know about that. And what beer are we reviewing tonight, Sarah Renee?
Well, we have two beers, actually. The first one we're going to talk about is Blue Moon's Harvest Pumpkin Ale. I don't know if I say that right. I did? I said it right. Okay. So, it's a seasonal collection, so you can only get this around this Oktoberfest and probably up until, like, I'd say November because it's still kind of considered fall, but probably definitely not after Thanksgiving you'll see this. But it tastes good. I mean, it's nothing I would drink all the time. It's not something I would drink, I mean, more than probably a couple times, but
I don't taste pumpkin at all.
No, it's not. It's not like the last one where the other one was very flavorful. This one just, it tastes like a beer. Yeah.
The last one actually tasted like raspberries. This does not taste like pumpkin to me at all. This is also by one of the big distributors. This is the Coors Company.
Oh, yeah, because they do that. They make Blue Moon, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah. But this gets a C-plus on the Beer Advocate website. And what is the other beer?
Okay, and the other one is an Oktoberfest. It's spelled O-K-T-O-B-E-R-F-E-S-T. And it is by... What is it by? Leinenkugels.
Leinenkugels.
Oh, sorry. Leinenkugels. Sorry, I can't read it. It's in this fancy writing on the bottle. Anyways, we tasted it. It tastes fairly similar to the Blue Moon Pumpkin, but it has a weird aftertaste.
I prefer the pumpkin ale to it myself, but...
Yeah, out of the two, the Blue Moon one was the better of the two.
Yeah.
But once again, it has like a hard taste. It doesn't go down very smooth. I don't think it goes down smooth, but some people like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. This one is not by one of the big things, unless this is, well, Leinenkugel might be kind of big, but it's from the Jacob Leinenkugel Brewing Company. And on the Beer Advocate website, it gets a C-plus as well. So we're not drinking that great of beers so far.
Yeah, but whatever. I drink what I like.
The raspberry got a C. These two get C-pluses. And the Michelob Ultra gets F.
An F. Whatever.
So, yes. So those are the beers, and that's what we're going to be drinking on the Blue Moon Pumpkin Ale during the rest of the show. We might crack one of those, the Oktoberfest Leinenkugels, I guess, too.
Yeah, because I don't think we only have one more of these.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. I think. I don't know.
And if we run out, then we'll just switch back to the old Michelob Ultra. Why not? Or have a glass of red wine.
Yeah, maybe you can.
We got all kinds of alcohol here, bitches. Don't worry about us.
We have the wine that you made.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is true. I didn't tell that story.
No, that you made your own wine before.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great. Not really.
Oh, jeez.
So, we still have...
Sad.
Oh, settle.
Settle.
Settle down. I mean, if you're desperate, it's great. There was a time I was desperate and I drank a whole bottle, but other than that...
You were desperate for some wine?
Something.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We still have quite a few.
All right. Okay. Well, I guess we're done with the beer.
Beer review. The segment. Tasty segment. So, moving on to the news segment. Are we ready?
We're getting there.
Live from the Liberty Lounge! That's what she said.
Okay, so my first story that I have here to talk about is about a treehouse.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, very exciting here. It's about a father who lives in Fairfax County, Virginia, and he's battling zoning laws because of his son's treehouse that he built. So I'll kind of, let me just check real quick because I don't remember this one. Yeah, this one's kind of long, so I'm just going to really kind of just go over it. So basically this guy.
Is there a video on
there is
about a, it? I thought there was a video
pictures,
about it.
There's pictures.
Oh, just pictures of the treehouse?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like really awesome?
Yeah, it's like it's on stilts and it's like the tree is actually in the middle of the treehouse. He like built around it. So it looks.
You should read like the first few paragraphs.
Yeah, I'm just going to read a little bit of it and it's fine. So apparently last spring, Mark Grapin promised his two sons that he would build them a treehouse in the maple tree beside their Fairfax County home.
Oh, how nice.
Before he shipped out to Iraq again with the Army National Guard.
Oh, jeez.
So, you know, he was trying to do something nice for his kids. But now that he has run afoul of county zoning laws, Grapin has given his sons critical lessons too. So basically what happened is... Grapin spent about $1,400 in materials to build the treehouse. That doesn't include how much time it took him to do it.
Right.
After being cited for violating the county zoning code, however, he has spent nearly $2,000 in administration battle fees. with the county, and they're still going, like, still continuing. They're, like, underway right now. Apparently on, I'm believing it was this past Tuesday, Grapin had, hold on, I read that wrong. Grapin said Tuesday that if he had known how much it was going to cost to obtain the requested permits, he might have taken his boys to Disneyland instead because it would have been cheaper.
Exactly. Why can't he just build what he wants to build on his property? That's all.
And he was like, seriously, it's a treehouse, for like crying out loud. It's a treehouse. How is this affecting anyone? It's in my yard. It's not hurting anyone else. It's not hurting the tree. And if it does, it's my tree anyway. So if I don't want it to be alive, or I want to put a nail in it, I should be allowed to put a nail in it. Whatever. I trimmed the tree outside this week. Like, whatever. Someone's going to come and tell me I can't trim my tree. Whatever. But,
well, it's the zoning. He's building a structure.
Yeah, those, but it's...
Violent monopoly requires permission. You have to ask and beg them for permission and pay them a bunch of money so that then you can have permission to build whatever your structure is that you want to build on, yeah, on your property. So,
well, it gets a little bit better.
Awesome.
So apparently the county officials told Grapin that he violated zoning regulations that try to ensure that everyone lives in a safe and well-kept neighborhood. If you look at this treehouse and you look at his yard, it looks like a real, I mean...
Looks beautiful.
It's very nice yard. And it, like, he painted it so it, like, matched everything in his house. So it was nice.
It looks fun as shit. Mm-hmm. I would love to go up into that treehouse and hang out. Because I bet his kids would have, like, some hidden Playboys up in there. I'd rock that shit out. Oh, take a sixer.
I have a funny
there.
Story about that, but I'll
and,
tell you about it.
And I'd be chilling in the awesome playhouse and looking at some Playboys while I'm drinking on my sixer. How fun is that? Maybe pop
anyways,
a little.
So, in a 4-3 vote, okay, the Fairfax County Board of Zoning Appeals denied his request for a zoning variance last month, but the board has agreed to reconsider the case on November 30th. He said Grapin, who was 51, said he only wanted to give his sons the kind of hideaway he knew as a kid growing up in California when him and his friends built a treehouse using bent nails, apple crates, and whatever else that they could salvage. So, like, kids build treehouses all the time.
Yep.
And then, so...
forts, all kinds of, mm-hmm, you know, they like those sort of structures where they can get away from the house, wherever it's at. It doesn't even have to be that far from the house, but just,
mm-hmm,
you know,
my brother used to do it. It was fun. My brother used to do it all the time. Like, me and my cousin used to build bridges, and then we'd reenact the Holy Grail movie, but anyways.
Awesome.
But we did stuff like that all the time, and no one cared. But anyways... First, Grapin checked with the county's building department. A friendly employee told him that, no, he did not need a building permit.
Oh.
Have a nice day. So he did call in advance to say, hey, do I need something?
Wow. And they told him no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they still fucking arrested him?
So off he went and he bought all his stuff. He needed the treehouse and he bought the paint and did all that stuff.
God.
And then now they're coming back and saying he needed to. That's ridiculous.
They're incompetent. That's what the government is. It's this bureaucracy of just incompetency.
That's why I said it got worse. Because, like, he did ask. I mean, he shouldn't have had to ask, but he did. And this would happen. He still got screwed over in the end.
That just makes zero sense to me.
But going back to your porno story in a treehouse. So me and my brother. And
what's a porno? Playboy.
Whatever.
Not porno.
Okay. Well, no, my story is better then. Okay. So me and my brother and one of my neighbors. And another neighbor. I lived around all boys, so I did all this kind of shit. You know, we were walking through the woods, and we came across a treehouse that had already been built. And it was, like, an awesome treehouse. It kind of looked like this one, only it wasn't, like, painted nice. But it was up high, like, you had to climb up into the tree to get into it. And so we get in there, and my brother and, like, my neighbor, I see him over in the corner, and I'm like, what are you guys looking like? What are you doing? Like, because I'm all like, oh, this is awesome, you know, whatever. And then I go over, they found a stack of these dirty old porn magazines, but they, like, these ladies had Bush, man. It was from, like, the 70s. So I think it was, like, we had a lot of older neighbors. Like, I had a lot of older guy neighbors, too. And I think it's, like, they had built it a few years ago when they were younger, and they snuck their porno magazines
in
there.
That's what you do.
Yep.
That's where they
go.
So
we came across one. So, yeah.
That's life
story. True story.
It's true. That's what happens.
Oh, it was gross. I hope I didn't touch those magazines.
First time I ever saw a Playboy, I'm sure it was... Well, no, actually, first time I ever saw a Playboy was in my house because my dad had them and I stole them when I was 7. So, and he caught me once. And he's like, you don't need to be looking at those. That's what he said to me.
And he took them from you.
Yeah, snatched out my hands. You don't need to be looking at those.
Well, at least then he knew you weren't gay.
Yeah,
He's probably like, he left the room.
Been bad if I was gay.
Well, no, I'm just saying how, you know.
You hating on the gays?
Oh, my God. No, you know how dads are always saying.
I know.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
So anyways, that was my first story about him. So hopefully, I don't even know what to say about that anymore because it's kind of ridiculous. Okay, so the next story we're going to talk, this actually goes right perfect to everything else we've been talking about. Cause
end of story.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about Amanda Owens, and she allegedly said porn addiction led her to a doggy door burglary.
Oh, my gosh.
So this fits right with what we were talking about.
Awesome.
So I'm just going to read it because it's short. It says, an 18-year-old Minnesota woman has been arrested in connection to a residential burglary, accused of sneaking into her neighbor's house through the doggy door. The woman has blamed her actions on debt and an addiction to pornos. Wow. Okay. The county sheriff's spokesman, Paul Summers, told the, this is what he told this, the Huffington Post. This is what he said. Mm-hmm. Amanda Rose Owens of East Bethel, a city located about 30 miles north of whatever, was charged on Wednesday with second-degree burglary. If convicted, she could face up to 10 years in jail and a $20,000 fine because of her alleged addiction to porn. My question is,
so what did she steal?
She was stealing porn. Like, she was going in to steal porn.
I didn't hear it say that, though.
That's what it was saying. Had been arrested in connection to a residential burglary, accused of sneaking into her neighbor's house through the doggy door. So she went through the doggy door, and then she blamed it on her debt and addiction.
Porn addiction, but she didn't. It doesn't say what it's.
Well, let's see.
Does it?
I'm not finished.
Okay.
You keep going. Okay. So, according to Summers, Owen's neighbors contacted police on October 3rd and reported that I can't say this word.
Burglary.
It's a hard word. Had taken place at his residence.
You're not even drunk.
Yeah, I know. Pack told police that a camera, a briefcase, and a jar of money were missing. Parks said that he had been noticing that belongings were missing, and he had installed a surveillance camera in an attempt to capture the culprit on film. So I guess this has been happening for a while, and so he put something up because he didn't have any proof. It worked. Apparently, Parks showed detectives footage of Owens, a neighbor and a babysitter he had once used, entering his home through a doggy door. The video captured Owens rummaging through Parks' possessions and apparently, after working up a thirst, grabbing a Red Bull energy drink from his refrigerator.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So, he does have proof that she has stole stuff. And this is what's happening.
And so she's stealing the porn, though? I'm confused by this
porn
thing.
Because this is what happened. That she stated that her addiction to porn, and she purchased all these, like, 20 to 30 DVDs and owed money. So she was stealing money to get the porn. Does that make sense?
Okay. So now, her debt was with the porn.
Yes.
So she was stealing
money
from
so
them,
that she could pay for the DVD.
Pay
she's
for the porn. Okay.
Yeah. It all connects.
Now I get it. I thought she was stealing porn, but it didn't say.
No. Headline makes it seem like that. Yeah. And that's probably why they did it on purpose.
Okay. Well, still very weird either way.
She's currently being held in the county jail.
Like, I'm curious, what's the percentage of girls that have porn addictions? You don't see that very often. Like, it's usually more guys, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I'm. Yeah.
Are you addicted to porn?
No, I wouldn't watch it.
You have.
I know what I'm saying. Like, I don't personally just go watch it on my own. I'm sitting at my home by myself. No.
Okay.
I like a little bit more romance than they have there.
Okay. So you will watch romance movies?
Yeah.
And that gets you in the mood?
Sometimes. It's not weird. If you ask a lot of girls, they'll tell you that. Like, if you see a movie and there's people, like, having sex on the movie, it sometimes turns them on. I've talked to a few of my friends.
But you always, when you're watching...
Because it makes me nervous. I don't know. Sex scenes make me nervous. Because then I'm like, is he expecting me to do something like that? Like, ugh, I don't want to do that.
Oh, man. You take it way too... Seriously, I guess.
Or I'll be like, I don't look like that. God.
That, to me, is one of the most hilarious things ever.
Anyways, that's what goes through girls' minds. But anyway, so yeah. So we have a porn addiction. Apparently blaming, you know, from stealing from people's houses.
Yes. Would you grab me one of those Oktoberfests? Since
I guess I will.
Okay. Wow. That was picked up. Jeez. I didn't know this would be so hard to accomplish this. Okay. Well, anyway, there's no sound here while I'm waiting for my beer to arrive via Sarah Renee, who is pantless. Okay. Well, okay. You have more stories, right?
Yes, I have two more. Needs? So the next one is about DHS begins testing controversial pre-crime fast system. So basically, has anyone ever seen the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise? This is basically what this is about. So it says the freaky Minority Report pre-crime system called FAST that the Homeland Security was mauling over way back in 2008 has been given the green light, and voluntary citizens are now having their actions tracked by an algorithm for signs of hostility.
Great.
So here,
like read what you think, or yeah. What is it? I don't know.
Yeah. Apparently in the years since the future attributed screening technology, that's what stands for FAST, was first revealed by Homeland Security, the department has honed its ability to collect, process, or retain information on members of the public, in this case, a subgroup of DHS employees.
So they're testing it on themselves?
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Not actual American
During this test, yeah, FAST program managers, Robert Middleton Jr. said sensors will non-intrusively collect video images, auditory readings, and psychosiatrical measurements from the employees.
So does it give the results of their test on their own employees, the DHS? Because every one of them is probably corrupt and saw a bunch of shit. They don't give the results, probably.
Yeah, no, there's nothing on here. Remember, it's just started. The goal...
That's what I'm saying. They're testing their own guys.
Oh, yeah.
So they're probably coming up with a bunch of crazy shit because they're all corrupt.
Oh, yeah,
they work in this bureaucracy, governmental bureaucracy that's...
Yeah, exactly.
Know, I'm sure it's corrupt to the bone.
Yeah. What says that the goal is...
DHS is corrupt as shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course. It's part of the government.
But I'm saying, so are they... So they don't give any of the results of the test.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah, well, I'm sure there's a reason why they don't want people to know what's going on. But I thought I heard that some people voluntarily agreed to this outside of the DHS, like just regular people. Mm-hmm. Why would you voluntarily agree to be tested with this shit?
So apparently,
Are you that stupid?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Well, he goes in here and says that the goal is being, of course, that Tom Cruise and a bunch of jet-packed equipped pre-crime officers will be swooping down from the heavens to place, you know, headgear on their inevitable crime-committing brows.
That's not my goal.
Is that kidding? No, seriously.
No, I know.
DHS has promised that the information gathered from the test subjects is generated anonymously. I can't talk.
Anonymously?
Yeah.
How is it going to be anonymous when they're the one, the government's doing it? How is that anonymous? Your information is going to the government.
Well, it says they have no identifying markers or anything.
We promise you that we're not going to put this information out. Is that what they're saying?
Basically.
I don't get this.
No, it's saying, hold on, let me finish. With no identifying markers or such that could give away who's being tracked from the voluntary subgroup. So, I don't know.
Sounds fishy to me.
Well, of course, it's being run by the government.
This is ridiculous.
It should never even have been considered. Why would you want to do pre-crimes?
So what does
There's
it measure?
There's no victim in a pre-crime.
So what does it measure? Like, if you happen to be that day, you're in a bad mood because you had a fight with your wife before you left the house or something. So now you have certain things going on in your brain that are causing these, you know, harsh feelings just because you're just upset. You're in a bad mood. You know, everybody has a bad mood occasionally. And now if you are run by whatever their system is, this FAST, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, FAST.
And all of a sudden, well, it tells them, you know, you're having these weird thoughts. And so to them, it looks like, wow, you're ready to kill somebody. So now they can arrest you? Because you're upset because you had a fight with your wife or whatever the hell happened.
Yeah.
And they can just arrest you because you have these...
That's basically what they're saying.
You know, these not implication. I don't know. These readings or whatever in your brain.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really know.
It. How all far can it go? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well,
it's ridiculous. Just leave people alone. That's all.
We don't need any more government shit. So, and then I have one more story, and it's about Walmart. It's kind of a little bit of a funny story. It's about these two feuding women inadvertently create toxic gas in the middle of a Walmart.
Okay.
So it's probably like, wow. I don't know where this is at, but I'm just going to read it. So, hey, do you ever hear that one about the two women fighting in a Walmart? It's real gas. No, really. That's not a punchline. Two women threw ammonia and bleach at one another and created poisonous gas in Walmart. So basically what...
Why?
I know. Whatever. It was in Baltimore, so that kind of explains some of it. I'm just kidding.
Really?
So two women involved in the altercation at Southern Baltimore County Walmart store threw bleach and another chemical on each other, causing possible injuries for other customers on Saturday. Police and fire officials said a Baltimore County Fire Department hazardous materials unit responded to the scene around 11 a.m., and at least one patient has been transported to the hospital.
All right, then.
Two additional people were taken to the Baltimore Washington Medical Center. So, yeah. So far, one person has been arrested. And in a case you were wondering about, what happens when you combine ammonia with bleach? It's pretty nasty and potentially deadly. So mixing bleach and ammonia is extremely dangerous since toxic vapors will be produced from it.
And guess what? The your precious government will outlaw cannabis, which has never killed a single person. Doesn't really harm anyone. But they will not outlaw these two combination of chemicals. You can go buy these chemicals at your local Walmart.
Yeah. Well,
and obviously put them together and create this nasty shit.
Well, I want to just know why they threw bleach. Like, what? I know, like, what the
but heck? I'm just saying, just as a side note here, you know, they're spending their time making this sort of plant material illegal that has never killed anyone, yet you can get these horrible chemicals and you can mix them together and fucking kill.
Well, it's funny that you said that, because one person commented on the thread here and it says, maybe this is a stupid question, but why would Walmart allow two chemicals that if mixed become poisonous to put in the store next to each other? That's another thing. Like, why would they allow that?
Well, I mean, it's up to Walmart. I mean,
I'm not saying that, like,
right,
they shouldn't sell them. Just saying that if they do want to sell them, then maybe if it's right, something that if combined with something else, you don't put it near that other chemical. Just common sense, Marcel.
Right.
They probably didn't think about
that's
that.
That's just a private sort of idea, you know. Maybe they weren't thinking or whatever. But still, the fact is they can have those. They will not be arrested by having those chemicals. Anyone can go in there and not be arrested and buy those chemicals and put them together and create this dangerous thing.
Yeah. Well, then another comment down here says that probably one reason they didn't do it is because they didn't think that two customers would be throwing it at each other either. So typically
this
they're
is
in
very
a bottle.
True.
So yeah, it was like, that's probably why they didn't think about
you
it.
You wouldn't expect that to happen. But still, the overall thing is we have this plant that is considered illegal and you will be thrown into a cage if you even possess it. And yet you can possess both of these chemicals, which will harm people. These chemicals are bad and they will harm people. And you're going to make the plant illegal that has never harmed anyone.
Well, isn't the aloe vera plant now illegal too?
I'm sure it could be. Who the hell
because
knows?
I used to have, my mom used to have one of those when I was little.
There's so much
and
shit
you,
that's illegal.
You, like if you burn yourself or like on sunburns or like I remember my mom burned herself cooking dinner. She just broke off one of the leaves and then the juice comes out of it and that's the aloe vera. And then you would just rub it on there. So it was like a natural like healing lotion. And I think I heard and I think you told me that it was like it's outlawed or something like grow the plant.
I told you that.
I think so.
That. Maybe.
I'm going to have to look that up and see.
Very well could be. Who the hell knows?
So anyways, that was my last news story.
So we are done with That's What She Said.
Yep.
And so what's up next? What do we got going on next?
It is. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm still looking up that aloe vera.
Oh, I know what it is. Here we go.
Cool new shit.
Ooh.
Cool new shit. Here we go. What do we got today? What do I have? I'm the one doing this, so. Oh, yes. There's this new thing out. I found this on Gizmodo. It's walk all over major cities without leaving your family room with Google Maps area rug.
Area rug? It's a rug on the floor?
That's made to show Google Maps.
Oh, really?
The Google Maps thing. Yeah, it says, who has time to actually visit places anymore? Not me. Too much stuff to do that doesn't involve curiosity or exercise? That's why these Google Maps worldwide carpets area rugs are so perfect. And there's a few pictures of them. And I don't know. They're just kind of weird.
Maybe you should post them on the website.
You could get one that's specific for your own location. So you could have it in your little living room. Or your dining room. This Google Maps where it shows it's looking down on your home or whatever.
Oh, jeez.
Silly.
I think it's funny.
It's more
though.
Silly than cool new shit because I wouldn't want one of these.
What?
I don't know. I just thought it was weird.
What are you?
It's more weird. But
hey, some people people have those pictures on their walls of the air shots of the planes they take of their house. So
those
it's kind of
cool.
The same thing.
I like those. These aren't as cool, I don't think. But,
I think my grandma had one of those.
Okay, well, I'm moving on.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This isn't really that new, but it's called the Natural Harvest Cookbook.
Oh.
A collection of
gross.
Semen-based recipes. Semen is not only nutritious, but it also has a wonderful texture and amazing cooking properties. Like fine wine and cheeses, the taste of semen is complex and dynamic. That's how I refer to my semen all the time. Complex and dynamic. Semen is inexpensive to produce.
It's free, basically.
And is commonly available in many, if not most, homes and restaurants. Despite all of these positive qualities, semen remains neglected as a food. This book hopes to change that. Once you overcome any initial hesitation, which you have, you will be surprised to learn how wonderful semen is in the kitchen. Semen is an exciting ingredient that can give every dish you make an interesting twist. If you are a passionate cook and are not afraid to experiment with new ingredients, you will love this cookbook.
So when someone says, what's the secret? I have a secret ingredient. What is it? I really can't tell you because you probably will throw up.
Apparently not if you use this cookbook. Everybody loves using semen.
No, as I'm saying, the food tastes good. So good. And people are like, oh, what did you do? What did you put in there?
I used semen.
I would not. So if your mom said that to me, I should I'm like, oh, you
the
know,
the taste Ryan of semen is complex and dynamic.
I'll say, Ryan, help me out with it.
Complex and dynamic. Don't stop talking about my mom and semen. I don't know where.
I'm talking about the freaking sailors on the boats. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Moving on. There, on October 4th, there was this strange propeller-like object discovered in the outer reaches of the Kuiper Belt.
Ooh.
In space. It's this propeller-like object. I don't know. It's bizarre, hourglass-shaped.
Could it just be space trash?
It could be, but I don't know. It's has propeller sort of things swinging around. They've called it, and I love this. They call these weird things that they find in space stars even. This is called 2001 QG298. Great name. Spins around like a propeller as it orbits the sun, according to an astronomer from Queen's University Belfast. The discovery that the spinning object is tilted at nearly 90 degrees to the ecliptic plane is surprising and suggests that this type of object could be very common in the Kuiper Belt. So, I don't know. I don't want to read the whole article. It's super long. But, yeah, there's this weird thing floating around in the Kuiper Belt. It's got propeller.
That's kind of cool, though.
Things. They don't know what it is. And.
Okay.
Last one. Okay. A little update on a previous cool new shit, I think, story that we put out. Probably in one of those episodes that you don't need to listen to. Where we talked about they had beaten the speed of light their neutrinos. And I'll just read this article. It's called Faster Than Light Neutrino Puzzle Claimed Solved by Special Relativity. So apparently it's debunking what had happened, I'm guessing. It says the relativistic motion of clocks on board GPS satellites exactly accounts for the superluminal effect in the OPERA experiment. The OPERA experiment is the experiment that they did where they claimed to have beaten the speed of light. From the perspective of the clock, the detector is moving towards the source, and consequently the distance traveled by the particles as observed from the clock is shorter. By this, he means shorter than the distance measured in the reference frame on the ground. The OPERA team overlooks this because it assumes the clocks are on the ground, not in orbit. Van Elberg calculates that it should cause the neutrinos to arrive 32 nanoseconds early, but this must be doubled because the same error occurs at each end of the experiment. So the total correction is 64 nanoseconds, which was the amount that they claimed to have beaten the speed of light by like 60-some nanoseconds. So basically they're just debunking it. I guess I don't really understand anything that I just read, but...
Well, that's because it's all in that scientific crap, and you're like, just put it in normal people words. Like,
normal
come on.
Normal people words. Like, yes.
Like the average C student, like, not the exceed student.
Good luck.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. They're not going to do that.
So, well.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, that's all I had for cool new shit.
Cool new shit. So do you think it's about time for some music?
You want to take a break?
Yeah. I have to go
to
the bathroom again.
So do I.
Okay.
My pee mixed with your pee. Smells like pee. Well, it's your night to pick the music, so
okay,
how
that's
about
right.
you tell them
so
about
the first,
this
song.
First song
that I picked was by Rihanna, and it's called Cheers. I really like Rihanna. I don't know why. She's probably like my guilty pleasure of music. So, but this is a good drinking song, so that's why I picked it. It's off her new album called
Loud.
Would you
twiddle her diddle?
No. I never say anything like that. I'm just
asking.
No. Why would you ask that question?
Just a question. Why not?
I don't ask about you twiddling balls of men.
I don't know how that has any relevance to what I just asked you. Anyways, so.
Okay, so play it. I announced it.
I'm taking shots in here. You want one?
Yeah. gonna buy the star to fight.
Okay, we are back from break. That was Rihanna once again with Cheers to the Freaking Weekend, basically. That's
good
why
song.
I liked it.
I like it.
That's a good drinking
Cheers
song.
Cheers to you. Cheers to me. Cheers to Drunk on Liberty.
Oh.
Wow, look at that. I'm a poet and I didn't know it.
When you're drunk, not so much when you're not.
Whatever. I've written some good things. Remember, I was going to read something that I wrote back on the last election day.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was freaking clever with that. I wrote a good thing
called... Yeah,
that
one was very clever.
Erection Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great one. Maybe I'll read that for you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll put it down on the calendar.
Yes, we will.
It's a good Wait, one. Yes, we won?
I said, yes, we will.
That's how it sounded.
That's what I said.
I think mom's
I think
a
they
bit
heard will. I don't know where you heard this. Whatever you're talking
me.
About.
Whatever, we have records. We know who was right.
Yeah, but
typically
we won't
you
listen.
Are, but
I'm
well,
right
I
when
might
it
go listen to that section.
I'm right when it comes to movies and shows and such.
When am I right? See, you didn't name one.
I don't know.
Exactly.
When? You tell me. When are you right?
I'm right about my own body.
Okay.
So like when I say I don't feel well... I'm right, because I know I don't feel well.
Yes.
And I'm right about when TV shows come on, like the days they start. Like, I'm usually like, oh, you'd be like, is this come on yet? I'm like, no, that's Wednesday. I'm good at that. I'm good.
Yes.
That does not sound convincing.
Oh, well, speaking about TV shows and whatnot. Blockbusters! Here we go. What do we got?
So we're going to talk about some movies we watched recently, but they're not new movies. They're just movies that have been out for a while and we just kind of haven't seen in a while, or I've never seen them, so we watched them together. And the first one was Greedy.
Yes, Greedy from 1992-ish,
right?
Something like that. Three, I think, maybe. I don't know.
And basically...
Early 90s.
Michael J. Fox is in it.
I love Michael
and,
J. Fox.
Yeah.
Michael J. and Ryan J.
MJ.
We get along.
Sorry. And it's about this guy who, is about this really rich guy, and Michael J. Fox plays his nephew? No, cousin or something. He's
some
like,
sort of.
Like, he's a relative
yeah.
of him. And this old guy, like, basically hates everyone in his family. Just everyone's all after his money. They just can't wait for him to die. They want him to leave. They're trying to convince him to leave it to them.
It's a comedy.
Yeah, it's funny. And Michael J. Fox is this boy, you know, that. His cousin or whatever, he calls him uncle. Remember?
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's really his uncle, but you know how that's
it's like a
weird.
Second sort of uncle.
Oh, that's right.
Know?
Yeah, because it was his dad's uncle,
right.
But it was his yeah.
Right.
But apparently, his uncle really likes Michael J. Fox's character, and so like all the one in the family is like, maybe we get him to come, and like convince the uncle, you know, to send all the money to him, then we'll tell him to, like, split it with us.
Because the uncle has this hot little girl that he's hanging around with.
You know, like Hugh Hefner. Yeah, you know, they're only with... Come on, you cannot lie and say that those girls really like Hugh. That's gross. I don't
say that.
I'm just saying in general, like, people can't say... Yeah. Like, there's never going to be a girl that convinces me that they like an 85-year-old man, and they're 20.
So basically, the rest of the family wants to use Michael J. Fox to get him to leave the money to them instead of this hot little number that he has. That, you know.
And then it just has
all
these antics.
There's a bunch of twists and turns toward the end. And it's good.
And the ending's a good ending. Yeah, it's a funny ending. You're just like, what? Wait, what? Seriously, yeah. That just happened. But yeah, so I'd recommend Greedy. Michael J. Fox is in it if you're not sure how to get it. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix. I don't.
Yeah, we didn't even check that. I just torrented it.
Yeah, so you can either torrent it or check Amazon. I'm sure it'd be cheap. But yeah, it's definitely worth it. And I think Amazon's doing this new streaming thing too.
Really?
Yeah. So, and I know iTunes streams movies stuff too, so you could always try to find them and then just rent it.
And we're supposed to be on iTunes, and we're supposed to be telling people about being on
iTunes. Oh, yeah, we're on iTunes too. Sorry.
But
we always forget that.
But we're still kind of working with
it,
too.
Yeah, iTunes, we have been contacting them.
We have changed our sort of feed where we're coming from, and
because when I log onto my iTunes, it automatically like downloads the Drunk on Liberty episodes.
But it only
episodes.
Has the last few, five
but it,
episodes.
No, it downloaded episode 7. It said episode 7.
And it has the last 5 episodes. It doesn't have the first couple.
Oh, okay.
It's taking the Podomatic feed. So if you listen to us on Podomatic, what you will have noticed what we're doing on Podomatic is no longer keeping our old episodes because we don't have enough space and we're not going to pay the money. They want money per month or whatever. And we have a free way to store everything. So we're just, you know.
And then you can always get the episodes off the website.
Yeah.
So you can still get them. Episode 1 or whatever.
All our older episodes are still there. They're just on the website through a different feed. And that's the feed that we want to give to iTunes. So we have to change our feed. We just haven't changed it yet. So, but you can still get us at iTunes. Anyway. Tangent.
Yeah. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. But anyways, so yeah, that's something you can research to find out where you can get it because you can't, there's no more, well, no, I don't want to say there's no more like Blockbusters and stuff because there is. There's Blockbusters here. I've seen them.
I thought they were closed.
No, there's a few that are still open. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they're not all closed, people. They're not.
Drink to that.
Yeah. So that's kind of a little weird.
Well, I was just going to talk about you are still sort of in the middle of watching this movie. It's called King Arthur. I think it's a really good movie. I really like it. I've seen it many times, and I'm watching it with her because she had never seen it, but she fell asleep. So that's what she does.
Well, I'm tired at 8 o'clock at night. I'm just kidding.
8 o'clock at night.
No, so about half an hour, I'm going to be tired, people.
Yeah,
no.
I can't wait.
Well, no, this is what that's usually what happens. He's like, shit, what am I going to do now? She's passed out. He has a new routine.
Fill my time with something.
Yeah, he has routines now. He knows when she passes. Okay, that's when I can go do this now. I can go do this. I can go to the bathroom and masturbate.
Last night I played some Wii bowling. I did really good. I got like a 232, or no, a 223. And then followed by a 222. I got 1 point lower, and I lost. I gained points with the first score of 223. The next game, I bowled a 222. 1 point lower, I lost 10 points. I lost 10 points for getting a 222. Come on, really? I have to get...
They should at least give me lose nothing.
I am getting so good at it that it's taking points away from me. It's taking points away from me.
And that's
when
why
I get
can't 220s. Play that game because I'm so good at it and they just always take points away. I just can't. That's why I hate that game.
Yes.
That is the reason. Anyway, so that was that. And then so you were talking about King Arthur and then you went off on another tangent.
Well, you went with it.
I did, but
I'm not
the
only
to think,
one to blame.
Where are we at with that? That's what I was trying to figure out and then I remember.
I don't know, you're just halfway in it. I'm just saying it's a good movie. I really like it.
Well, because what's it telling the story of? Can you just let them know? I mean, obviously King Arthur, but...
I don't know much about the King Arthur story. You know more than me. Remember when I was asking you about
can't remember things. What it was all about. Basically, the Romans are involved, and it's right about the fall of Rome. I think it's about the time of when the empire was falling. It's not quite there yet.
Who knows?
The collapse or whatever. But it.
But what I was asking was, is that
in
was
history
it real?
I don't.
Is it a real history thing, or is that a sort of story?
I can look it up.
I don't know. I've never actually
checked it
out, I guess. But.
Well, here's the whole thing with that. I don't know if it is or it isn't, because like King Arthur, the whole story of how he became king was he pulled this, you know, the sword out of the stone that no one else could do.
No.
Like
that it wasn't.
Yeah,
king,
it was.
Was it him?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, okay. I thought it was. Well, then what's up with Sir Lancelot?
He's just was like one of his best knights.
He's his best knight, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whatever.
Well, they remember they made King Arthur, or the sword and the stone based off King Arthur. He was a little bay. So,
but that's fake, isn't it? I mean, that's
just
story.
That story.
He was able to pull this, the only person that could pull the sword out of the stone. I mean, that's clearly not real, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So is the whole story of King Arthur and Sir Lancelot and all that just a story? I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Because, like, think about Merlin is this...
Rumor.
Yeah.
Type in, is it a rumor? King Arthur?
It's kind of probably rumor. Be, like, some of it's true based off, like, a different person in that time period, but not all of it. You know what I mean? How they change stuff? Yeah. I think that's kind of...
Maybe.
Yeah, it says right here that many people, they don't really know, but they think it's just it's a book of, like, numerous people about, like, you know, other people in that 5th and 6th century, and they just base King Arthur's character off of real people.
Yeah, I got it.
So I think that's how it is. It's not really, he wasn't really a true person, but then they base that character off after a few true people in that time frame.
Yeah, and there's this really cool part in the movie, which you have not gotten to, and it just, I'm not explaining the part, but it just... They're on the ice, and if you watch the movie, you'll notice it. It's fucking, it's one of my favorite parts. It's a really good part.
Well, good I guess stuff. I have to look, maybe we can watch that tonight then.
Yeah. While you're asleep, yes.
I can watch it tomorrow night. So, yeah.
Well, also, I wanted to say something. My dirty little pleasure... Or secret or whatever, Blue Mountain State.
Oh, God.
You know, just watched the newest episode of that, episode 5 of this season. Pretty good stuff. I like that show. It's very funny. And we also watched the new It's Always Sunny in Philly. It was pretty funny.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, South Park was funny.
South Park was awesome.
It was, can you just say the title for everyone? And then that kind of will tell them a lot. The last of the...
Mexicans.
Mexicans. Okay. Not Mexicans. Mexicans.
Which it was about Mexicans. But
oh, yeah. It was
and
about the border.
They're making fun of the whole, you know, Americans.
Building a wall against the... And the whole time, the Mexicans are just jumping over the wall. Like, it's no big deal.
But they were jumping in and over it to go back to Mexico.
Yeah.
And then they were the border police were trying to stop them from going back home.
Oh, yeah, to go back to Mexico. Like,
because they have to do something, right?
Yeah.
We're paying them the taxpayer money. They have to stop them from crossing the border. But only they're stopping them from crossing the other way.
It starts out, weird. As, you know how they played when you were little, like cowboys and Indians or cops and robbers, you know? Well, it starts out as the boys in South Park are playing the border controls versus the Mexicans.
Well, the Texas border.
Oh, yeah.
Texans versus the Mexicans.
Mexicans. So, like, Butters and Kyle and all them are the Mexicans. And they paint their face dirty, so they look like dirty Mexicans.
Yeah.
And then Cartman is the leader of the border Texas border control.
Of course.
And... They play this game. And so basically the game is they can't let the Mexicans get over the fence. And so it's just this whole time, like for like the first 10 minutes is, you know, of course, Cartman gets outsmarted, but I'm not gonna tell you. But it's just funny. And then
Butters awesome.
Gets lost. Butters.
One of his better roles. This one was a good one for Butters.
I love when they give Butters a bigger part because it's so hello.
He's the best.
I love Butters. He's so cute.
He's my favorite.
He's so cute. Anyways,
loved it when he was a pimp. That was awesome.
I actually got for Christmas that little box of Butters, and it comes with, it's like a little, like, you know how, like, everyone has, like, a little keepsake box when they're little. They, like, put all their favorite little things in this little box that they want to say or whatever.
Yes.
So, it's called a little box of Butters, and it has his, like, all the episodes up until, I think, season 13, all the episodes where he was the mate, like, it was him, you know, all about him. But the best part is the little box you get has all those DVDs, but then it also comes with like the pimp chain that he wore in the pimp one. When he did the tap dancing, it comes with like a fake news article about it, and that talks about him and killing all those people. And then it comes with a little badge when he was the inspector. So it has a little badge. It's the cutest little thing. But it just reminds, you know, it's supposed to be reminded of like, this is my, it says keep out on the front, like, you know, cause it's his little box.
Yeah. It's Butters.
So.
He's awesome.
But South Park really did great. I wasn't impressed with Dexter, though, this episode. There wasn't too much action in it.
Well, we could talk about the South Park documentary.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
It was just basically a documentary called 6 Days to Air, and it was just talking about how Trey Parker and
Matt Stone,
they literally write their episodes the week before the episode's supposed to air. 6 days to air, so.
And it's very stressful and everything, and they basically give it to the person like a couple hours before it's supposed to air, and then they get it there and they just in time to air it, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like constantly freaking out. I don't know. Well, they only show one episode.
Yeah, it was the human centipede one.
Yeah.
Or not. Human centipod.
iPad.
Centipad. Yeah. It was a good one. And so they just kind of show their whole process and thinking. And there were some people that I didn't really know were writers on there.
The dude from SNL. That does the...
Oh, the gay guy on the news.
Explaining the clubs or whatever. Yeah.
The newest, hottest club.
Yeah.
And then it's something perverted.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
He's been in a few movies,
a
writer.
Too. Yeah, but he's a writer for them. And I didn't really notice anyone else that was very high up on the acting chain, but... I mean, they're pretty high up there now.
But they just go into this room and discuss. They start a week before it's supposed to drop and just say, like, anybody got any ideas, start dropping them. And that's all they do. It's just like this idea room where they just throw shit out.
And that's probably why a lot of their episodes are, like, right about all the everything that just came out in the news.
Yeah,
because they do it literally
shit.
Right, you know, the Tiger Woods thing, royal wedding.
Yep. Comes out shortly after the shit happens, so. Like, seriously, a week after the shit happens, they can do it. Unless they're already working on something. You know,
and don't they do all the voices, except for sometimes they'll have random people come in? But
most of the voices are done by Matt Stone and Trey Parker. Actually, most of the voices are done by Matt Stone, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He does pretty much all of them. Trey does a few, but and then they'll have a few people in to do some.
Well, I like that document. And it was only an hour, so it wasn't very long. It wasn't something like, it's going to be a 2-hour documentary.
I liked it. It's pretty good.
We also
very interesting.
Speaking of documentaries, we watched African Cats by Disney.
Yes, we did.
Samuel L. Jackson was a narrator.
Yes, he was.
It was cute. It showed all those like African cats, like cheetahs and lions. And
I love the big cats. I love the cheetahs.
Yeah. Actually, wasn't it just about the lions and the cheetahs? That was it.
Yeah, it was.
There was another. I always thought there was more.
Well, they had some weird bobcat looking thing, but
they
didn't
call
it a bobcat.
And they didn't really go. They didn't talk about its babies.
I had never seen it before in my life. I'd never heard of it. Whatever they called it, I can't remember what it even was. It was some weird cat.
But it was kind of sad. Some of the little things, like they killed. I'm like, is this the Lion King all over again? Like,
well,
seriously?
They didn't show shit because it's made by Disney, but it was still pretty good. I liked it. I loved the cheetahs.
Yeah. Like I said, it was good. Just hate the killing. Sad. But what else did we watch? We watched The Departed not too long ago.
Because
I've never seen
you
that.
You did. I watched it again, but I've seen it, and I think we mentioned on here where I brought it up, and said, you need to see it.
And so then we watched it like that next week or something.
Yeah.
It was a good movie. It had twists in it, and you're just like, whoa.
Well, it was because there's a, when we read off those, you know, coming movies that are like sequels and such, there's a Departed 2 coming. And I had said on there, I was like, I don't understand how they can make a Departed 2.
Yeah.
Because nobody's left except Marky Mark.
Yeah.
You know? Well.
Well,
spoiler, but if you haven't watched that movie already, I mean, it's an older movie. I guess you hadn't watched it, but whatever. Still, like, they're going to make a Departed 2, but everybody died except Marty Mark.
Maybe he becomes the next bad guy.
But he wasn't really a bad guy. He was just saving face. He was the good one.
Yeah. Marky Mark was the good one. Like in that movie Fear. Did you ever see that movie Fear?
Yes,
in the roller coaster?
Fingers,
oh, gosh.
Figure.
Why?
What?
That would be the part you remembered.
He twiddles her diddle.
I was just ready to say that part because I knew that. You know the reason I was going to say, do you remember the part where on the roller coaster? Because I knew that would be the part that you would remember.
And you were the one bringing it up first then.
But you don't remember when he cuts the dog's head off and throws it in the door?
I remember all of that. I remember that movie.
And I remember he pounds his chest and tells that girl that, oh, your dad beat me up.
Yes.
That movie was creepy.
Yes. Very creepy. Wasn't the girl?
Reese Witherspoon.
Reese, yeah.
Yeah, she was Reese Witherspoon.
Crazy boy.
That's old. But I saw it. It was on like TBS or something a long time ago. So that's how I saw it.
Oh, so you just recently first saw it?
No. I was still like, I was in high school or something.
Oh, okay.
No, that's how I saw it.
You're saying recent.
Like I was saying I didn't see it when it came out. I saw it like when it was like old enough to be on there.
Mm.
So.
Well, I would like to move on to a little something where this isn't going to happen every episode, of course, but occasionally I get these jokes, email jokes sent to me from my dad. And, you know, I don't know who still does this, but my dad's kind of, you know, in the early goings of the internet and such. So he sends me these jokes. I mean, I remember I used to get these type of things like back in the day. You know, you would always get email jokes. And I thought I'd just read them.
All right, go for it. I want to hear
it. This one's called Replacement Windows.
Ooh, I haven't heard this one.
Last year, I replaced all the windows in my house with that expensive, double-pane, energy-efficient kind. And today, I got a call from the contractor who installed them. He was complaining that the work had been completed a whole year ago, and I still hadn't paid for them. Hello. Just because I'm a lady with light colored hair doesn't mean that I am automatically stupid. So I told him just what his fast talking sales guy had told me last year, that in 1 year these windows would pay for themselves. Hello. It's been a year, I told him. There was only silence at the other end of the line. So I finally just hung up. He never called back. I bet he felt like an idiot.
That would be a joke your dad would send. And he probably was laughing his butt off when he read
it. I'm sure he was.
So it was a blonde joke, basically.
Yes,
I like how it didn't say blonde. It said light-colored hair.
Yes, exactly. Good stuff. Thanks, Dad.
I'm sure you chuckled just because you thought my dad sent me this series.
Well, I just read it just now.
Oh, I thought you read it before.
Nope.
Oh.
I did not pre-read.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to pre-read these. I'm just going to... When I get one, if I have one during the week before we do a podcast,
just save
I'll
it
bring it up. I'll just read it right on air.
Boom. Interesting.
Good stuff. Thanks, Dad. All right. Moving on. What do we got up next?
What we're going to bitch about. I know you have a few things you want to bitch about.
You have a few things?
I have one. But I can think of some more. Come on, I'm a girl.
All right, here we go. So what you got?
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to bitch about is hangovers. Because they suck really bad.
Yes.
And not only hangovers, but like, you know, when you wake up and people tell you, you did this, and you were like, oh my God, no, I didn't. And you're like, yeah, you did, Sarah. And then you're like, oh no, I didn't. And they're like, well, we got it on video.
No way.
But you didn't put anything on video, and I believe that I did what you told me I did. But I'm just saying, like, I remember I passed on the bathroom floor, and all I remember is you waking me up and saying, Sarah, come on. And I'm like, but I have to go to the bathroom. And you're like looking at me like,
well, allegedly.
Why didn't you go to the bathroom while you came in here? So I just apparently liked the toilet and the floor because I was hugging the toilet. But so that was mine. Hangovers and not remembering stuff that you did the night before.
Yes. Okay. Well, my first one would be busybodies. And if you don't know what a busybody is, that would be most likely a neighbor or some sort of acquaintance that is not necessarily your friend, because I would not call a busybody a friend. This is a person that may see something a little out of whack at your home or outside of your house, in your yard, whatever, and go tell some supposed so-called authorities about what you have. So if you have some weird growing weeds out in your yard, they might go tell the
HOA,
whatever inspectors, whatever they are, hey, this place, you got to go get them. Go get them. Their weeds are sprouting up. That's a fucking busybody. A busybody will be maybe a
old lady.
A cable setup person. A person who has to come to your home and set up cable. And you let them in the house and they see a bong over somewhere on your counter or something. And now they're going to be an asshole and they're going to go call the cops as soon as they leave your house and say, this house had a bong inside. So they have some plants that you guys don't agree with. And then the cops will come and raid your house because of busybodies.
Yeah.
Leave people alone.
I agree.
Like, who the fuck cares? They're not harming you. Who gives a fuck if they have the wrong size of tree in their yard? I mean, there's a bevy of things that they complain about. This is what busybodies are. These are your neighbors who complain about you and get you in trouble for nothing.
It like kind of reminds me of that TV show, I Dream a Genie, and that neighbor across the street, she'd always be looking over there. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see I Dream a Genie?
Yes.
Yeah, little old lady.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
That'd be an example of one.
They're not necessarily always old, because some old people understand. They can be any age. It's just this weird thought in their mind that they think that they follow every law on the books because they know every law on the books.
Apparently.
Good luck. But so if somebody else is not following those laws that they claim to follow all the time, they must go tell on them. Little tattletales. Just mind your own fucking business.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Anything else?
I thought you had
another one. I'm still thinking. You can go again.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll use this one. I really hate having to shave my face.
Oh, that goes right with my guy. I don't like shaving my legs.
I hate shaving my face because it causes weird cuts and ingrown hairs and such, and I have to do it at least twice a week, if not more, to keep it, you know, on the regular.
On the regular.
And I don't know, it gets itchy after you shave. Once it starts growing back and you have the tiny little stubble, it gets super itchy. Then you get these ingrown hairs all over. It's just super annoying. I hate it.
I agree.
You don't have to shave your face.
Yeah, but I gotta shave my badge.
Whoa.
And my legs. So.
Bringing out the badge.
Well, I have to at least once every weekend, so.
Would you get naked?
In the shower, yeah.
Okay.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm. That's all I had.
Okay. One thing that I am going to bitch about is my Blu-ray player. Now.
My Blu-ray.
I couldn't think player. Of that. Sorry, I couldn't think of the last name.
You like doggy?
What does that have to do with my Blu-ray player?
I don't
Anyways,
know. You're
okay.
the one.
Now, don't get me wrong. Ryan bought me the Blu-ray player.
Ryan J.
Yeah, Ryan J. brought me the Blu-ray player.
Brought me?
For our anniversary. And I loved the gift itself. Perfect gift because I didn't have one. I had a couple Blu-rays that he had bought me earlier for Christmas. Not really realizing they were Blu-rays. But whatever. He made it up by buying me an actual player a couple months later.
Yes,
and
I made it all work out.
Yeah, it was fine. And so, but this Blu-ray player apparently can connect to the internet. So like I get Netflix on it or Facebook or Pandora and stuff. But the only thing that I hate about it is we cannot get the internet to work. I keep saying that, like it's you can pick up wireless on it, but it won't pick up the wireless. And so then Ryan J went up and wired it, and it still wasn't working. So that's what I'm bitching about is why the hell doesn't it freaking work? Because I really would just like to be able to lay in my bed
and watch Netflix Breaking Bad, fucking watch some Breaking Bad. That's what we would.
Oh, we forgot to put that on there under.
I'm just saying we would be zipping through some Breaking Bad because we're like in the middle of season two, just because we have all these other shows and we can't watch it upstairs. We can only watch it downstairs, but when we want to go, you know, it's time to go to bed, kind of we'll watch something as we go to bed.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad would be perfect.
And we can't. We can only watch it downstairs. And not that it's not fun to sit on the couch, but when you're getting to that point where you're ready to relax and lay down and get ready to go to sleep, it'd be nice to have something interesting on the TV that you can pick, you can choose to watch, not whatever's on the TV.
Yes, and we don't have cable, so it's not like we're going to watch them.
We have an antenna.
Plus, there's nothing
But most
on
of the shows,
anyway.
It's like Dancing with the Stars or, you know, The Best Cook or what all this shit. I don't care about that. Like, I want to watch a show.
A good show like Breaking Bad.
Thursday nights are good nights for the antenna, but that's the only day.
Yeah, for Community and Parks and Rec and Office. The Office, yeah. Those are good shows. I like those. That's about it as far as on cable. But Breaking Bad is quickly jumping to like one of my top favorite shows. It may have surpassed Weeds. I really like Weeds.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Like, I guess for that type of show, you like it. Because, like, you can't compare It's Always Sunny in Philly with Breaking Bad. Because
no,
it's two different type of show.
No.
You know, Always Sunny in Philly is a comedy, and
yeah.
Breaking Bad's more of a drama
action. Always Sunny
action.
In Philly is, like, my favorite comedy show, yeah, for sure. Well, I don't know. It'd be right there with South Park, I guess.
Yeah, they're pretty close. Because sometimes South Park has really good episodes, and sometimes it's like, eh. The same with Always Sunny in Philly. Sometimes their episodes are awesome, and then some of them are like, eh. Like, today's was, eh. I thought it was funny, but it was
What, South Park?
No, it's not. It's not
oh,
Philly.
Yeah.
This one was kind of
wasn't
gay.
The greatest, but
it was
yeah,
so
the
funny.
Last one, the one before this one was really good.
What was
I
that
thought,
one again?
Where they were like talking about politicians and such. Remember? It was pretty good.
No, I don't. Was I drunk?
When aren't you when you're watching It's Always Sunny?
That's true. You have to have a beer in your hand when you watch that show. That's why we wait to watch it on the weekends, or like Friday or Saturday, because we can drink. Because I just watched it and I always have a beer and I'm like, I really want a beer right now. But now I don't remember that episode. It's going to bug me.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Is that it? Do you have any more? Are you done?
No. Do you have anything else?
No, that was it.
After that, nothing. Well, we still have a lot of time. And not very much material. But I do have this little thing I wanted to read.
Oh, okay.
It's from LouRockwell.com. It's entitled, Did Steve Jobs Hate the State? There are many clues that he just may have. It appears that Jobs was an original gold bug. He wrecked him.
You guys wrecked him? Yes, he did.
Yeah. He recommended in 1979 that Grinnell College, where he was a trustee, invest in gold in 1979. This doesn't make him a hater of the state, of course, but it shows an early distrust of government-created paper money. But let's continue on. And I'm going to take a drink for a second.
Oh, okay, take a drink. Drink. Okay, he's done.
According to a recent disclosure report, Apple spent $560,000 lobbying the federal government in the first quarter of 2011. Roughly one-third the amount that Google and Microsoft each spent in the same period. So see, they're not lobbying as hardcore as Microsoft mm-hmm. and Google. Anywhere near. They're roughly one third of the amount. So Google and Microsoft are spending well over millions. And Apple spent a good portion of its lobbying efforts fighting off the state versus using the state to hinder its competitors. Like, that's what most corporations do. They use the state. They pay the state in order to take down, yeah. you know, they want the regulations. They gotcha. will draft the regulations that the government will pass, but they'll give them a bunch of money so that they will pass those regulations. So, like, all these people on Occupy Wall Street are wanting the government to regulate the corporations when they don't understand that most of these big corporations are writing the regulations. They want those. They're giving them to the government to pass. So
yeah.
you're basically asking for the regulations that the corporations are producing anyway. But not so much in the case of Apple. Yes, they had some, but most of it was fighting off the state. Is what this is.
Gotcha.
The company's first quarter filing lists lobbying activity for issues related to transportation of batteries. That is, in April, the House of Representatives passed a bill protecting Apple and other electronics manufacturers from limitations that would classify lithium batteries as hazardous materials. So it was, a lot of it was just money toward batteries.
Okay.
Apple also is part of the Win America campaign lobbying group that is calling for tax breaks for corporations who repatriate offshore earnings. Apple also signed up to a campaign against U.S. government's ability to inspect customer data on computers without warrant. So they're against that. Apple signed the campaign against that. The government being able to spy on you, basically, without warrant. Overall, a pretty damn solid anti-state lobbying stance. And who can forget the video which recorded the icy silence from Jobs when Cupertino city council members tried to shake Jobs down for free Wi-Fi in an Apple store in Cupertino? I think I played you that audio.
Maybe, yeah.
Remember that when he had to go to that city council thing and, like, beg for them? He
oh,
was building
yeah.
a whole new fucking yeah. facility, and he was going to, like, put plants all around it and have the parking underground and
yeah,
all that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And the freaking city council people were like, so what do we get out of this? He's like, I'm supplying, like, thousands of jobs.
Yeah.
I'm also producing this, like, park area with, you know,
underground, yes.
Very visual shit where people just park underground. And they're like, can we get some free Wi-Fi? I was like, no. He basically said, no, I'm not going to.
Like, I'm already giving you all this other shit.
Look at this. You are this little town, and I am
trying to help you.
Your shit
yeah.
up. It's ridiculous, but yeah.
Some people.
Most fascinating, Jobs never got a license plate for his car.
Whoa.
The Auto Marketing Magazine writes that Mr. Jobs drove a silver 2007 Mercedes-Benz without a license plate. Why? Nobody knows for sure, and multiple theories have been bandied about in Silicon Valley. Some think it's a high-tech vehicle code distortion field or custom-built mechanized plate retractor. Others insist that overzealous fans swipe the Roadster's tags every time they're mounted. I even saw one blogger opinion it was because the front on... Wow. Okay. Opinion that it was because the font on California license plates is too ugly. His theory yeah, is right. that Mr. Jobs couldn't stand to mar the aesthetics of a beautiful vehicle with the product of some state assemblyman's sense of style. Maybe it's simply because he could get away with it. And that brings us to the other aspect to this mystery. How exactly did Steve Jobs drive a plateless car for 4 years without ever getting ticketed for the infraction? A search of traffic records confirms that he
Successfully
avoided plate-related fines. Again, theories abound, but I think it's just a matter of playing the odds. Or perhaps it was simply that Jobs was not impressed with government demands to do this or that. There's no smoking gun here, but the great entrepreneur appears to have had at least a healthy distrust of government, and perhaps much more. A private man, perhaps he chose to keep his views about the government private, since broadcasting them might have made Apple a more noticed target by the government, of course. But actions do speak louder than words, and a pro-gold Steve Jobs, who stands up to a city council, lobbies for tax cuts, and doesn't bother to get a license plate for his car, suggests an awful lot about what he likely thought about government.
Interesting.
Yes.
I'd like to think it was because of all anti-state things, but I'm not sure about that. But I do remember that story that you told me about him trying to build that town. And
yeah, and I heard the actual...
Not the town, I'm sorry, the building in the small town.
Yeah, I heard the audio from that whole meeting, that city council meeting. It was played on some podcast. What is that? The Complete Liberty podcast. They really went over that pretty well. It was a good one. He sounded pretty anti-state during that whole thing. Well, I guess that wouldn't have been state. That would have been anti-city.
Yeah.
I guess. But either way, anti-government.
Yeah. Anything like that.
Yeah.
Good for him, though. Even though, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stinks because now who knows what's going to happen. But he's already retired from Apple before that anyway, so he knew it was coming. Hopefully he put someone in charge that...
Yeah, that's probably why he stepped down. He was probably given by his doctor, like, you're not going to last much more than a month or two, probably. And so he's like, okay, I'm going to step down. But it was very surprising to me that he doesn't have the money to take care of that, really. There's no technology out there that he could... He has tons of money.
Yeah.
There's no technology out there that could... save his life.
That we know of.
Right, but I'm saying he would know of. He has that money. He has billions of dollars. He's less than the other one from Microsoft, whatever his name, Bill Gates. He has less money than him, but still.
Didn't Bill Gates steal something from him?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I don't know. It was a little runaround. You watch the movie Pirates of the Silicon Valley. And it tells the story of them in the early 90s going back and forth. But it wasn't really stealing. I mean, it was basically using his mind fruit to create his mind fruit a little better. It's a case of IP, intellectual property. And I don't believe that's property, so he wasn't really stealing.
Yeah.
You can't steal someone's idea.
Well, at any rate, Steve Jobs makes a better product, so, and I am, can tell you that for a fact because my computer and me are kind of fighting lately, and it's a Microsoft computer, so I'm not very happy. I feel like if I am getting a new computer, I might just switch over because I'm sick of this.
Probably should.
Bull crap with this computer right now. We're fighting. So.
And you should.
But it is a lot more, I mean, it's like $1,100 to $1,200 for these computers, but they're worth it.
And you should get an iPhone.
You should just buy me one. But here's my question with the iPhone. I heard that on the iPhone bill, so like when you get your Verizon bill in the mail or whatever, or AT&T, whatever, that with the iPhones, it in the bill will tell you every single data. So like if you send all these texts and stuff, it will send every text. Like, so if I wrote to you, hey, Ryan, what are you doing in there? How are you doing today? And you wrote back, oh, I'm good, blah, 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 blah. It would be in the bill. Like, they send you the whole dialogue for the month. That was... No, I'm not kidding you. Originally, that's what they did with the iPhone. I'm wondering if they still do that.
I've never heard of that. It just shows...
not that I care, like... But I'm just saying... That just, I was just curious if they're still, because that would be like against like his principles, wouldn't it really? Because it's kind of like, why would you send all that information?
I've never heard that before, but all I've ever seen on any bill is the number of texts that you send. It doesn't say anything about what was sent. Or,
well, I don't even get a bill in the mail. It's just all electronics.
Well, I know, but I'm saying you're still, your bill is online.
Yeah.
Either way, but I've never seen.
Yeah, I just heard that it.
That was
I guess that's a question. Because I know, and I know this is, I know this for a fact, this is true, because when the iPhone originally came out in like 2008, maybe, was it 2008?
I don't know.
I think so, because I was still in school, college.
You were in college in 2008? I thought you moved out here in 2008.
Yeah, but early 2008, I graduated in May, so I was still
out. I don't think.
Yes, I don't think.
Whatever.
My diploma says 2008, May 4th.
Really?
2008. So anyways.
Anyway.
So the iPhone came out, I think, like in December, like around Christmas time of 2007. So maybe it was 2007. But I remember my friend, they got their first bill. He got his first bill, and it said something like, all his, every message that he sent, it had every single message, text message.
I have never heard that in my life.
So I'm just curious if they still do that. So I don't know. Just you know, wondering.
Hmm. Well, I guess, are we ready for that little thing? What's it called that I'm giving you tonight?
A survey.
It's a survey.
Yeah.
Survey-alicious.
Oh, yeah. There it was.
So what survey are you giving me tonight, Ryan?
It's called Cosmo's Naked Survey.
Okay. Well, you're asking me questions, so
yes, it's a survey. After sex, you're most likely to.
Oh.
And there's one of three things.
Oh, God. I didn't expect
this
question. Wait,
how about we, before we get into this, let's get a little background going here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Setting the mood for this little survey.
For what?
Who knows? We will find out. After sex, you are most likely to head to the bathroom in just his unbuttoned shirt to wipe off your raccoon eyes. Hold the sheet over your boobs. And maybe you should say that.
Boobs.
Until you can locate your bra. Kick off the covers and wrap your arms and legs around your man.
Immediately, like right after, because I go to the bathroom.
So right now. After sex, you're most likely to head to the bathroom. And just his it's basically just head to the bathroom.
So I go A.
Hold the sheet over your boobs.
It's A.
Alright.
But I don't have sex, but if I did, that's what it would be.
You don't have sex. Well, that's weird. Because I could have sworn I had sex with you today.
Taking shots in here. You want one?
Whoops. That's not good. Wow. I really fucked up the background sounds there. That's for sure.
We don't need background sounds.
Well, it's not supposed to go next. It's supposed to just repeat. Okay. Wait a minute. Give me a second here. There we go. Repeat track. That's what I had it on, repeat all. So it would repeat the whole list. Anyways, here we go.
Okay, number two.
We're back on track. You're having one of those fat days.
That's every day.
But your new boyfriend, we're always talking about these new guys. your new boyfriend wants to hang out. Translation, get busy. You invite him over. Rolling around usually wipes away any insecurities. You tell him you're feeling under the weather and veg out in sweats alone at home. Or hook up with him, but covertly position yourself so that he can't see your bloated belly.
A.
Invite him over. Rolling around usually wipes away any insecurities.
Mm-hmm. But I can't invite you over because you stay here all the time, so.
I'm always here. Nuisance. Have you ever avoided going to the beach because you didn't feel sexy enough?
No.
First off, is and miss a chance to see hot guys with their shirts off? No way. second is not since they invented the sarong.
I don't know what that
is. I have no idea what that is either. And then third, yeah, it's happened.
Yeah, it's up. None of those really apply to me because I can just see a sexy shirtless man every day.
Maybe, I do go shirtless every day, pretty much.
You are right now.
Yes, I am.
I don't know.
I'm looking pretty sexy, if I don't say so myself.
I guess I'm just going to say B, because I don't even know what that is, and I don't know what the other two don't make sense, so. What is B again?
Not since they invented the sarong.
Sure, let me just... Oh! Oh, I know what you're saying.
I don't know.
No, you're saying it wrong. The, like, cover-up. Like a cover-up.
Say wrong?
You know my little yellow dress I
wear? What do you call
it? Shit. What's that called?
It's S-A-R-O-N-G.
S-A?
R-O-N-G. How would you say that?
I don't know.
Jay is going crazy.
I don't know.
Anyways, is that what you're picking?
I guess, yeah, B.
Okay. Even though you don't know what it is, necessarily. Would you ever put on a stripping/lap dance act for your boyfriend?
Oh, we already did this.
Hell yeah. You were born to tease? Maybe after taking one of those classes. Or only if he begged for it on his birthday.
B.
Maybe after taking one of those classes.
Yeah, I'd like to be perfect for him.
Okay.
But I've done it already, so that...
You've done the lap dance show?
Remember? It was in public.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've actually
on
done
on stage.
That. Yeah.
On stage.
Well, because you're stupid butt went up there.
I was forced.
You were not forced. You stood up and said, me!
No, I did not.
You did.
No, I didn't. No, you don't remember.
All right, we don't need to continue.
There was someone sitting next to me that, like, did something. And I was just kind of bouncing around. I just put my hand up. I was just fucking around.
All right. Then
there was like, yeah, come on up. And I was like, oh, no, no. No way. I didn't want to come up. I was like, no, come on, come on. And then they, like, people came over and, like, forced me to get up and go. Mm-hmm. I was forced up.
All right, go.
They used aggression and force against me.
Okay. Well, now let's read the
government does. When you're at the gym, how much skin are you comfortable flashing in the locker room? You typically use the private changing rooms or a bathroom stall to strip down. You're fine being naked while changing clothes, but you prefer to walk around in a towel. Tons! It's not like you're giving a peep show of something the other women haven't seen.
B.
You're fine being naked while changing clothes, but you prefer to walk around in a towel.
Yeah. Remember, I used to be in the swim team.
I remember that?
Yeah, remember I told you.
Well, okay, but I don't remember that. Because I wasn't around when you were on the swim team, I don't think. I would have been like 28 when you were 14.
No! You are. If I was 14, you would have been 19.
Were you 14 on the swim team?
No.
Well.
Wait, was it?
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it was.
Then why did you...
No, maybe 15. I think it was 15 to 17.
So I would have been 20. Way to go. How often do you sleep naked? Always when you're with a guy and occasionally when you're solo. Only when you pass out after sex. Or if the AC breaks in August. Otherwise, it's just not your thing.
B.
Only when you pass out after sex.
Well, I thought I didn't say after drinking, but...
That too.
It's usually that.
It's a combination. After drinking and sex. Yes? Nope. Maybe so.
Mm.
When was the last time you thought of yourself as sexy? Does your mom telling you you're pretty count? When you got a bunch of compliments on an outfit... Or after an incredible massage and steam at a spa.
B.
When you got a bunch of compliments on an outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I just sniffed right into the phone. And it's not the phone. This would be a microphone.
Into the phone.
I should have said mic before the phone. Micro. Yes, a friend takes you to a party that's straight out of the hills. Everyone looks like a supermodel. What do? Drag a friend to the dance floor. You may not be a kooky... Here we go. Drag a friend to the dance floor. You may not be a cookie cutter, perfect guest, but your moves put all of them to shame. Whip the mirror out of your clutch and check to make sure your hair and makeup aren't a mess. Chill out by the bar and wait for some liquid courage to finally kick in.
See.
That's what I would have picked. When you get naked with a guy for the first time, your initial thought is...
What's he looking at?
Any second now, his eyes are going to pop out of his head. I'm pretty sure he likes what he sees. Or, let's dim the lights.
See.
Really? Okay.
For the first time with, like, one with you? We'll see.
What do you think makes a woman sexy? A knockout body and knowing exactly what to do with it in bed. Or, it's hard to pin down, but you know it when you see it in other people. Or, ambition, style, and confidence.
See.
You break out a new dress for a party. But when you put it on, yikes! Your butt can barely squeeze into it. Your fix is? Pick another outfit that makes your ass look bootylicious. Bust out the Spanx, pour yourself into the thing, and add a bold necklace to draw attention upward. Or defer to jeans and a long top that camouflages most of your backside.
Hey.
Pick another outfit that makes your ass look bootylicious.
Yeah. I really don't have much of a booty, but if I did...
And we are done. You are a surface sex bomb.
A surface sex bomb? What does that mean?
Though you work your butt off to look flawless, you still think it's too big or flat or dimply. Or, you get the picture. To develop real confidence, hit the town once a week without one of your security blankets. You may feel naked without full makeup or a push-up bra, but people will either not notice, no skin off your back, or find you more attractive. Men always say a woman looks hottest in jeans and a t-shirt. We're most appealing when we look natural and comfortable. Next, take stock of your body like a man does. Guys are thrilled to see boobs, any boobs, and other naked parts they usually aren't privy to. In fact, if you ask women to point to the ideal female body type on a spectrum from very thin to very overweight, they pick a full body size thinner than the men's choice, which is right in the middle. Your demands on yourself are higher than anybody else's, so you don't have to work so hard to look amazing.
I know, and I haven't been working all day on my look.
This is true. I'm just saying today, neither one of us have done a damn thing is what I'm getting at, so.
Oh, my goodness. So, you know, basically they're saying I'm the girl next door.
Basically. Yeah, so there's some dead silence.
Sorry, I was scratching my head. I was scratching my head.
One little thing I wanted to add in here is, I know we told you about the new phone number that we have, where you can please leave us your drunken messages.
Come on, douches, do it.
We've actually already had two messages come through, and I would like to play both of those messages. They're fairly short. Here's the first one.
Has one prescription that is ready to be picked up. The total price will be $13.34. Our pharmacy will be open today, 9 to 9. For questions, please call us at 623.
Dude, 7, you don't sound
8,
drunk.
0 5 7 1 3. Thank you for choosing Walmart Pharmacy. This well, is your Walmart Pharmacy. A member of your household has
one
prescription that is ready to be picked up. The total price will be $13 and 34 cents.
He's very drunk, so
our
he repeats
will
himself.
Be open today.
He's leaving a drunken message.
9. For questions or to opt out of prescription messages, please call us at 623-780-5713. Thank you for choosing Walmart Pharmacy.
Awesome. And we had one other one. Here we go.
Hello, this is Sarah. Why aren't you picking me up? It went away. It sucks. This isn't cool. Uh-oh. I see you. Bye.
That one sounded drunk.
But I don't think that person was.
I still can't really make it out what it says. Google Voice gives you a little text version of what they think it says. Let me read you what they think it says. Hello, this is Sharon, wiring Syria. Hey, one way, it's axes and clubs. Yeah, well, I see you, bye. Listen one more time.
Hello, this is Sarah, why aren't you picking me up? It went away, it sucks, this isn't cool. Uh-oh. I see you, bye.
Yeah. That's what we want. Please send us your drunken messages.
Something stupid.
Call us, drunk dial us, please.
Oh, and real quick, I want to bring up something that I do. When I sleep, apparently I like to say some things and talk in my sleep.
Quite often.
Yeah.
You are a sleep talker, for sure.
And the most, there's been times where I've talked about fairy dust and sprinkling.
No, pixie dust.
Oh, sorry, pixie dust. Oh,
no,
not even fairy dust,
and
pixie dust.
No, what you actually did for the pixie dust one was where, like, I was barely awake, but you just, like, you jumped sort of up a little bit and stuck your hands way out, both hands way out, and extended your fingers and you go, pixie dust! And that's what you did, and that was it. And then back to sleep. So who knows?
Well,
what was going on in your head there?
I don't know either. But the newest, I've wakened myself up from shit before.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I've woken myself up.
You are a big talker.
But apparently, the latest thing I said in my sleep was, baby, I did it. I did it. I swear. No, I really did. Baby, I did. I like was shouting this. And then Ryan tried to
record it, but it happened. Drunken night. And I was still awake, but you had passed out like you tend to do. You pass out a little early, and I'm trying to find things to do until I want to go to bed. But, yeah, you just randomly just kind of jumped up and said that out of nowhere. It was a little
That was weird.
Yeah.
Remember the other time when we were in Vegas and you actually recorded this one? And
yeah, I did.
And I spilt the wine all over the bed and you told me, you were like, Sarah, you spilt the blah, blah, blah all over the bed. And I was like, I don't care. Whatever, I don't care. And I'm just laying in bed. And you're like, Sarah, no, like, seriously, you spilled this wine all over yourself. I don't care what.
Like, yeah, whatever.
It was just funny. Because then remember I started speaking in German at one point during that?
Oh, I don't know if it was German. It was non.
Well, we said it sounded like German.
But yeah.
We'll bring it up anytime I do this. We'll have a little bit of a, it won't really necessarily be a segment, just something we talk about.
Well, and then there was the one time where you were passed out once again, but I was still up, and I had said something to you, like, maybe it's time to go to bed, ready to go to bed, and I went straight to the fridge because I was getting some more water. I wanted to drink some water, but right after I had said that, I went to the fridge, and then you actually woke up. Well, that's...
Whatever, I got up and
moved. Who knows if you actually woke up, but you got up and walked directly over to where I was at the fridge and just were not even making eye contact. I don't know, you were looking down and you weren't even saying really anything. You just kind of just walked into the door kind of and then turned around. And just, you started talking gibberish voice thing. Didn't make any sense. And then turned around and went back and laid down and went back to sleep. Which I think you were asleep the whole time anyway.
Yeah, I didn't remember
for
that.
For whatever reason, you drunken walking. Drunken walking.
I do it all the time.
To the fridge. Just to say hi, I guess. I
think that's what you're doing.
And then turn around and go back.
Thanks for waking me up, but I'm going to go back and lay down now.
Yes.
So I think that's about it.
Yeah.
What? You sound sad.
Yeah, it's another ending to another show. It's sad. Now, I did want to mention today there was an Occupy Wall Street event that I would have liked to have gone to, but Sarah Renee was sick today, so we didn't go to. I would have liked to go and get some good video. Some quick video.
Kike. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Probably shouldn't say kike. That's not too good. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And some radio of our edit. Friends. Some of our friends would have had. They had some nice shirts there that I saw online. Would have been cool to get one of them shirts.
Is this a public guilt trip? You're trying to get...
Nope.
Well, I really would have liked to go.
Just saying, I would have liked to.
Get these shirts, but...
Whatever. We recorded an episode instead. Who knows if it was that good of an episode.
And we got drunk.
Well, one of us did. The other one was sick.
Oh, jeez. But I was good company. At least I didn't pass out.
That's true.
That is true. All right.
So,
well,
I guess we're about done. What do we got? You got the pick of the music. You got an ending song here. The something by Shockstars.
Yeah, Shockstars. That's the band. Mm-hmm. And the song title is
End of Chicago.
End of Chicago.
All right. And well, actually, one of the members will tell you about it at the beginning of the song because this song is from their track where they introduce it. The beginning of the song. So
sounds good.
So I guess
peace
out, bitches.
Hey, it's Stubie from Shockstar. This is our club hit. And so put on your dancing shoes and download this for free and thank Mac Warehouse for making it available for you.